Venice Diary.
Hello, good evening. This is Rita Di Santo. I'm the host of Global Critics Venice Voice on Fred Film Radio. We are live from the Venice Film Festival, very close to the red carpet, and we are just celebrating the first day of the Venice Film Festival with our usual drink, Campari Spritz and Aperol Spritz, because every festival has its own drinks. So in Cannes, maybe you drink champagne, in Berlin you drink beer, in Venice we drink Campari Spritz or Aperol Spritz. And then with my splendid colleagues tonight, with Geza.
Hi.
From Hungary.
Hi. Alexander Gabelia.
From Georgia.
From Georgia, yeah.
And I'm Marcelo Janot from Brazil.
Oh, wow. So international will be our conversation tonight. So we'll start just to crack with the first title of the competition, La Grazia, by Paolo Sorrentino. This visionary filmmaker that explored themes of fate, identity, redemption, about a president at the end of his mandate.
Yeah, I like it. Yes, it's, I think it's much better than Partenope, his previous film. And I noticed that we have in here a more sober Sorrentino. Not many metaphors or symbolic things. I think it's quite an interesting reflection about the passage of time. And Tony Servillo, of course, is great. He's an amazing actor. He's perfect in the role of the president.
Well, yeah, I mean, Tony Servillo did 7 films with Sorrentino, so I think he must be the best, even if he would go there blind. So it was interesting you mentioned the sober Sorrentino. I was thinking about that. His previous films were Drunk Sorrentino, but you know, I think maybe he's not totally sober, because he's portraying a politician, although an old politician who is leaving, so a revoked politician at the end, and he's a good politician, he's a good guy. So he made 2 movies before about corrupt real yes. politicians, and now he made a movie about a fictional politician. Of course it's fictional, because he is good. So he's the good guy, he's making good choices. So that was also a surprising thing. And on the other hand, I think this is his most accessible film.
That's right, that's right. I think it's nice to, based on what you just said, I think we can think of the film as a fable, because what we need now in the world is good guys on command.
Also intelligent guys. What I yes. like of this president that he thinks is not like shallow, and I like the richness of the dialogues. Really impressive. I learned so yes. much from this movie. I want to learn. I don't want to be, sometimes dialogues can be so shallow, so banal, yeah. like in real life. This is what I like of Sorrentino, and makes this dialogue with this cast amazing, so real. I wish I could speak like that mm-hmm. every day.
Yeah, for me it's one of the most melancholic film with Sorrentino, because it's not only about politician and about politician and president. It's because it's about loneliness, about human situations, about to when you are age and are alone and to want to reflect yourself, your time, and it's very hard to reflect this way, because it's very melancholic, and the ending, in my opinion, is very pessimistic one and also very melancholic one.
Yeah, and the aesthetic of the movie is also very, very interesting and good, yeah. as always with this elegant image yeah. that we have.
Sure. But there is not many symbols like other Sorrentino films. We remember there is tears only, yeah. one symbol that yes. Characters.
Yes, the metaphor of the astronaut,
yeah. astronaut
tear. It's nice, very nice. It's very touching that moment. I think it works really well, and one thing I think it didn't work much is his relation with his son, which is abroad, and then that video conversation when the son cried, and I didn't get it much.
Aren't you a film critic by any chance? It's a good film. There is no perfect film. Let's put it like that.
It's like because sometimes it's also a reflection of conversation. Because the dinner that he has with his daughter and his best friend, life best friends, mm-hmm. is really close and intimate. And then this son is only the communication is to do, I think, a zoo or something. So it's also the reflection mm-hmm. of our time, how real can be even a family relation when we have a conversation mm-hmm. through the media and not during dinner. It's very Italian in that way, but I think Brazil as well. When you have a meal together, everything becomes more connected, no?
And I think another important thing to mention is regarding the politics is it sends a universal message to the whole world, which is respect the Constitution.
Yeah.
That's, I think, one of the main messages. It's important. We see a lot of different systems in the world that are not respecting the Constitution. So I think the film in Sorrentino's way shows the importance of respecting the Constitution.
Because they every day change constitutions.
Yes. Yeah.
That's wonderful. With this last, things that you said, we can move to the next movie. Otherwise, we will spend all evening talking about La Grazia. So we have a second movie in competition, Orphan, by Laszlo Nemes. He's an Hungarian director, and he's here. We have the best critic, the best Hungarian critic, Géza. And it's about family history and trauma. It's about this young boy who has lost his dad, that went in a concentration camp. So after the war, he has to readapt his life to a new order.
Well, I hope that, because the story is very Hungarian, it's important to know that the story is set 1 year after the 1956 Hungarian Revolution, which was a revolution against the Soviet occupation. And there was a free country for several months, Hungary. Then the Soviets came back with bigger forces and crushed the revolution. And the movie is set 1 year after the revolution, where is, you know, the era of revenge, of terror, and the much harder communism. So it's the film is really about a family story, a fictional story, a personal story, but it's really important that it's set in a special era of terror, of red terror. So what you see, and also there are not a lot of films talking about that, what happened after the Second World War, that during the communism, during the Eastern Bloc, there was still a big anti-Semitism in these countries, and this film is brave enough to go into that territory. And if you have seen László Nemes' previous films, Son of Soul and Sunset, so we know that he is a 35mm fetishist. Mm-hmm. So this movie was also shot on 35, and even they, after the print was ready, they used some bleaching technique with some chemicals, so they poured these chemicals on the print, so it would look like the film was made in 1957. So technically, it's a perfect movie, I would say, and I can really hope that Hungarians will be affected by it emotionally, but I hope that everybody will notice that this is a universal story about a dictatorship.
Mm-hmm. It's also a movie that talks about people and the courage to build a country after the war. So the war is not what happened now, but it's what we will do after it. And I was just a curiosity, I'm sorry, sometimes I have this silly curiosity, but do you know Laszlo Nemes personally?
Yeah. Yes.
I think the Geza, the name of the character, friend of the protagonist's father, is dedicated to you.
Yeah, maybe. And I'm going to complain to Laszlo that I was available if he would have called. But
I think, as you mentioned, even for us who are not familiar with that specific Hungarian situation, we can understand the dramatic suffering that that family goes under. And I also would like to add that the name of the title of the film is The Kid, Orphan. Orphan is the kid. But the character of the mother is much more complex, because she suffered all this prejudice for being a Jewish and for probably selling her body to survive, and now she's got a son. She had to lie to his son and have to face this new situation to survive again. So the character of the mother is amazing. I think the film is really touching. I love it as Son of Saul. And I think this one is not so heavy, which I think is good, because otherwise would be because that film, after watching Son of Saul, you need 1 week rest, because
But you know why? Right. That's what Laszlo Nemes says. That okay, that's a Holocaust movie,
yes.
and that's why everybody is dying. The protagonist is dying. Sorry for the spoiler if somebody hasn't seen it, but because he says that during the concentration camps, during the Holocaust, the majority didn't make it through, so they died.
That's
so
right.
All the other Holocaust movies are fake, because they are about the survivors, mm-hmm. and the survivors were a minority. So that's why you need a 1 week rest after Son of Saul. But I'm happy that you feel that this is much lighter.
Perfect, I like it. And I just one another thing that I'd like to mention, a little thing, is that I love the actress who played the girl, the small girl, Sari. She's too expressive. She's amazing.
Yeah, and okay, just moving on to Bignonia by Yorgo Lanthimos. It's a dark science fiction comedy starring Emma Stone, follows two conspiracy theorists who kidnap a powerful CEO. They think she's an alien with the intent to destroy humanity. And it's quite a change for Yorgo.
He is not changing, I think, so because in this film, absurdity and critique of contemporary world is most important. But I think his best films he made in Greece, when he made in Doctors and Alps. Now he, in my opinion, trying to be a little pretentious, to talk about philosophical issues and reference. In these films also we will reference Stanley Kubrick's films about horror, about pushing things together. But it's very interesting how he works with actress also. Emma Stone is very good in his last film also. But I don't know if we have chances to win this year festival for this film.
Well, actually I don't have a problem with Yorgos Lanthimos, because his Greek films were different. I mean, if you look at Poor Things, I think that was a really great movie. I enjoyed this one too, but and since it's a remake of a Korean movie, which plot is the same actually, so if you have seen that, you know what is going to be the end. But it's an interesting approach from him that he made this Korean style of movie to transfer to the Lanthimos style. So, but I think this will be enjoyed by the geeks only who know the Korean movies and who knows Lanthimos. Lanthimos, I mean, he's not like Spielberg that everybody is watching his films. So he has a fan club, but I don't think that it's that big. And Emma Stone is great, and Jesse Plemons is disgustingly great in the film. I enjoyed it.
I haven't seen already. But I'd like to ask you, how would you compare with Kind of Kindness? Kind of Kindness.
Oh, it's much classical.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's linear. It's kind of a thriller, between a thriller and a horror.
Horror.
I would say, yeah.
Thriller, horror, and absurd comedy also.
Yes.
He's a kind of director that he likes to break the boundaries of cinema. Mm-hmm. He maintains what I like of the movie. Sounds strange, but the aesthetic of the movie is very clear, very powerful. His collaboration is always with the same people, Emma Stone, but also we have Robbie Ryan. It was nominated for the Oscars for The Favorite. And I think this movie, the look of the movie, is really fascinating. And I think the story, I'm not sure about the narrative structure of the movie. The acting is amazing. He likes to make movie one after the other. So I admire him. He's like, he's the alien.
Yeah, and I think the productivity doesn't make his movies weaker yet. Okay. I would say.
Okay, we have another movie that we have to talk about. We have so few minutes left. But Jay Kelly.
Jay Kelly starts so promising, I think. the beginning, it's very nice. I think it's a whole one plan, one sequence. And inside the studio, all that first, I think he could get really the atmosphere of the shooting, the backstage, and I think it starts really strong, but then it got too sentimental, maybe. Of course, George Clooney is good, and everything. Yes, it's good. Yes, I like it, but I think at the end it loses its power because it gets too sentimental. I would expect something better regarding the first half of the film.
Well, I'm much more strict. I think I don't think there is going to be a lowest point at the festival than Jay Kelly. So, and what you said, it's true for the new Noah Baumbach, who is getting a huge amount of money from Netflix. And now he's making all these long shots and lipstick and the dolly and whatever, so camera movement. And he forgot one thing, to write script and to write dialogues and to take care of the actors. So I think that there is this scene on a train when they are boarding a French second class train, and what's happening there, I think that was like and if it's a Netflix film, if I would watch it on Netflix, that would have been the moment when I'm turning it off. But
that's bizarre, that sequence in the train is bizarre. No one takes their phones to if you can imagine if a Hollywood star George Clooney is in your train in second class wagon, you don't take your phone to film it. No one filmed it.
And he is getting surprised that they are here, the real people, and they are eating on a train, and it's getting slow like this. I don't like this terrible action movie, you know, when they are starting to, you know, use slow motion. So in slow motion we can see the chicken wings and the old woman and his face that
I just say that because we are very close to the end and I don't have much time, but I'm really sorry, dear colleagues, you're splendid, but I love J. Kelly. Yeah. I love George Clooney. I love this story of this actor, this legend. We don't have any more this in cinema, and I love the way the flashback enter inside of the story. We don't have enough time to argue, that's nice. So we can close with the usual thumbs up for a grazia. La grazia?
Grazie.
Oh, wow, four.
Yeah.
Orphan,
yes.
Okay, two, and you haven't
Orphan,
seen it.
Yes. Orphan, I like it.
Orphan, yeah. You like it. Son of three.
Yeah.
And then Bigonia.
Bugonia, I haven't seen.
You haven't seen it?
It's normal.
Okay, three ups. We are very good tonight. Jake Ellie, two thumbs up for me. Two thumbs down from Marcello and Gesa.
So it's now exactly zero. What the film
Okay. Okay, thank you so much. Wonderful. See you tomorrow. Same time on the Red of the Leaders.
Thank you.
Fred, 24/7 on Fred FM and smartphone app.